Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Our sanctuary is located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and visit us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is taken from Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6 and 14 and 16 of the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of Almighty, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. And his faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh, merciful Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would put our hearts at ease this morning. Put us in a frame of worship, a frame of peace, a frame of calmness. Bless each one gathered here today, Lord. Help them, Lord, to understand that it's all about you and not about us. Help us to be kind and loving to one another. But most of all, Lord, help us to hear your voice this morning. Open up our hearts and our minds so that we may know and understand your word and know, Lord, that Jesus is our anchor. Thank you, Lord. And we call it done. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart?
Since Jesus came into my heart, Brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
The announcements for this week: on Tuesday, September 27th at 10 a.m., the Women's Bible Study will be meeting in Building B, and they're studying from the book that was written by Sheila Walsh, and the title is It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And then at 11 a.m., the reunion group will be meeting in Building B. And then later on in the evening at 7:45 p.m., the Bells will be having practice.
Actually, 6:30 for Bells, 7:45 for Bark.
Yes?
No. 6:30 for Bells, 7:45 for Bark.
Okay. Thank you. And then on Wednesday, the 28th, at 7 p.m., the Oasis will be meeting in the church lobby. And then on the 29th, at 11 a.m., the Lunch Bunch will be meeting at Stoneworks on Broadway and Bassey. And then we'll finish out on Saturday, October 1st, at 9 a.m., the Romeos and the Juliets will be meeting at Sophia's for breakfast. And then birthdays that are coming up this week. On the 27th, Hector Martinez. On the 28th, Gwen Clem. And then on the 29th, Lance Shaw. And then on October 1st, David and Lisa have an anniversary. So let us sing happy birthday to these folks on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Does anybody have an announcement to make?
Yes. Report on KPPC. When you were coming in, you saw that box sitting on a chair. That is our transmitter. After having the internet go down, the streaming go down, the software crash, two computers die. I finally got the signal out to the transmitter site, and the transmitter was down. We've traced it out as best we can, and I've had to order a part for that. The part is $335 plus shipping. And hopefully we'll be in sometime during next week. But if that is our only problem with the transmitter, then we can get back on the air. But if you would care to do a contribution to KPPC, please do so so that we can kind of defray the cost of a lot of these things, and the memo line, if you own check, please. Yes, Harriet.
Thank you. if you're going to go to Stoneworks, please let me know, because I'm going to make a reservation for a table for us on Thursday. I'm going to call them Wednesday. So if you're going to go, please let me know. You can call me or let me know today. Thanks.
Does anybody else have an announcement?
Good morning. Good morning. Just want a quick reminder to everyone about September the 29th over at University United Methodist Church. Bishop Robert Snazy will be there to answer your questions about the disassociation process to explain it further. So, get with me on the time. I believe it's 7 o'clock. I'm sorry. Thank you. 6:30 at University United Methodist Church. And I'm not quite sure where that is, but... Okay. Davala. Out on Davala. Okay. So if you want to know what's going on as far as disassociation, please go and the bishop will be happy to hear from you. In fact, he wants to hear from you.
Amen. Does anybody else have an announcement? No? Okay, Lance, please. Good morning. Loving Father, thank you for the wonderful reassurances of our security in Christ, which you have graciously poured out upon us in such superabundance, and which you have confirmed throughout your holy word by many precious promises. I praise you for your boundless grace and unchangeable character, and I bless you that Jesus is my perfect heavenly representative, who has gained for me eternal access into your holy presence through the willing sacrifice of himself upon the cross of Calvary. I bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us prepare for our offering. We give thanks to you this morning, gracious God. Reading today is from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord God, give us true faith and make that faith grow in us day by day. Also, give us hope and love so that we may serve our neighbors according to your will through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, this is the third good morning. Amen? Well, good morning again. If you would, please stand with me, please, for our affirmation of faith. It'll be up on the screen and also in your hymnals, UMH number 889. Amen. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as a ransom for us all, to whom we testify. This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. You may be seated. Cheryl, would you run that video for us, please? Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to speak, Lord. I ask, Lord, this morning that you would hide me behind the cross. That, Lord, that they would not see me, but they would see you. That, Lord, that you would help my stammering lips. Help, Lord, my timidness or whatever else weakness that I may have. That your strength would be shown through my weakness. Have mercy on us today, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Our title this morning is Anchored by Hope. This is the first one of a four-week series that we'll be talking about. We'll be calling an anchor. Now, I don't have an anchor to show you, but let me just use my imagination for you, all right? Anchor in here by my side. You know, it's like kind of like a capsule of those things. They got metal, and it's very, very, very thin. Now, the only anchor that I really had to deal with is an anchor that are on the shore. And I got to tell you, those are some pretty big anchors. And on board ship, if you ever
illustration of what an anchor is. And the important thing about an anchor is it's meant for a ship. It's meant to hold that ship and to keep it from moving around, to keep it safe, to keep it secure. So we want to welcome you to our four-week series. And I want you to know that this series is built around a single Bible verse, Hebrews 6:19. And what it says is, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And actually, there's more to that verse. There's a lot. There's some more verses to that one. But it sounds pretty ambitious to talk about just one half of a Bible verse for the next 4 weeks. But that is the power of God's Word. Amen? Oh, you can learn a lot from a single verse. You can learn a lot. So, God, this is the power of the Bible, God's living Word. And it speaks to us each and every season of our lives, every circumstance, all the suffering, every victory. The Bible is truly amazing. And I hope one of the things that you take from this series is you get a renewed interest in Scripture. Amen? Listen to me, dear ones. The preacher used to tell me, this is some free advice. Get into God's Word and study it and read it. Know it for yourself. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, who knows what an anchor is now? Anybody can tell me what an anchor is? Okay. Well, you're fixing to find out what the anchor it is here, okay? Now, this anchor is an amazing invention. I take it that demonstration didn't work. Okay, I'll have to cross that off. Okay. Okay, it's used by fishermen and sailors for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And the basic principle of this is normally it's to hold that ship or that boat in place so it won't go anywhere. You know, it's meant to secure that vessel in a body of water to prevent the craft from drifting due to wind or current. It's simple in design, but it's very, very powerful in its function. I've seen some little boats, all they use is a rock. They just drop a rock over the side. As believers, we are encouraged to remain steadfast, and committed in our faith through every trial and every storm that life may bring. We are anchored in hope. And as you may have guessed already, that hope is Jesus. There's going to be some times when things are not going to go right, folks. I probably don't have to tell you that. You may be experiencing things now, or as someone once said, if you're not going through things, you just keep living. Sooner or later, you will, and you'll know what I'm talking about. So there's going to be problems. And one Bible commentator says an anchor was an ancient Christian symbol for safety. Jesus is our symbol and our hope for safety, security, and hope. And there's an old hymn that goes like this. You may have heard it. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild wind, stormy deep. But in Jesus, I am safe evermore. So what is this hope that the author of Hebrews is referring to? Of course, the answer is Jesus. But why is the conclusion being drawn that we have this particular hope and not another one? So to better understand what's going on in Hebrews 6:19, we need to look at the section of verses that come before it. Let's look real quick at Hebrews 6:13 and 17. If you have your Bibles with me, you can follow along with me. Hebrews 6:13 through 17. Let me read it for you here, starting at verse 13. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves. And the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to an argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, and we who have fled to take hope of this set before us may be greatly encouraged. So that is the beginning, and that will help to explain exactly the hope that he's talking about. You see, God made a promise to Abraham, the father of the Hebrew nations, and since God couldn't swear on anything greater than himself, he simply said, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. God made a promise to Abraham, and you know what, folks? Unlike us, God stays true to his promises. Amen? Our God is a promise keeper, and at the end of the day, he has kept every promise and fulfilled every prophecy up to this point. There's still more to come, but up to this point, God has come through every single time. Every single time. I want you to meditate on that for a minute and understand that when God makes a promise in his word, he keeps it. He keeps it. Sometimes when I make a promise to test it, maybe I may renege on my promises. You may renege on your promises. Amen? You know, sometimes I think we get to talking too much and we don't really know what we're doing, and we start making writing checks that our behind can't cash. So God is a promise keeper. He keeps his. Hebrews 13:8 says this: Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, he's not going to have a midlife crisis. He's not going on some crazy, wild midlife journey. He remains the same. And this is incredibly good news in a world and a culture that is constantly changing and moving. So be encouraged today, especially of those of you who fled from sin and slavery of the world to take hold of Jesus. You see, when you leave sin and you follow Jesus, Jesus is our Savior. He's the anchor that holds. When the storms of life beat against you and try to get you to go this way and that way, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to him. He is a hope, the specific hope that we have. He is a firm and secure. He is an anchor for our soul. You see, in the coming weeks, we're going to talk a lot about storms and tempests of life, in addition to the temptations to hold fast to other things that may keep us safe. But for now, let's consider how peaceful it must be to sleep and work on the deck of a ship whose anchor is steadfast and secure. That's great. I mean, you got all these problems in your life, but when you pray and read God's word, you realize that, hey, Jesus is there for me. I don't have anything to worry about. Why am I making my sick worrying about this? I'm holding on to Jesus. I can't handle this stuff. I'm grabbing hold to him. So, and one thing about holding on to Jesus, that anchor is going to hold. It will hold, and you won't be going anywhere. An anchor for our soul. Thank God for that blessed anchor. So we can be confident of this hope. And this hope, as opposed to other things, is firm and secure. Folks, we try to hold on to so much that give us hope. We hold on to sports. We hold on to money. We hold on to fame. And we hold on to cars. And we hold on to other people. But the anchor that holds is that hope that we have in Christ. And we got so much uncertainty in this world. We got all kind of confusion and division. It's no wonder that all our cities and our cultures are struggling. You know, friends and families and neighbors are just grasping for anything firm and secure to hold fast to. But know this, all that material stuff, oh my goodness, it's going to go away. It's going to give way. That anchor is going to give way. So hope wrongly applied will often leave us worse off than when we started. So this reminds me of a story about Jesus walking on the water. And you can find this story in Matthew 14:25-31. But let me just kind of summarize it for you. Everything was going well for Peter in this. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, and everything he loved the Lord. Everything was great. He had his eyes on Jesus. But Peter took his eyes off Jesus. And the first thing happened, he began to have doubts. You see, we do all right when the money's there. We do all right when we got plenty of food. We do all right when the family calls, and we do all right when the family comes around. But sometimes the enemy will try to step in and stir things up. That's when we have a problem. We take our focus off of Jesus, and then we begin to sink into depression and despair because we took our eyes off of Christ. So Peter took his eyes off of Christ, and he began to sink down in the water. And when Jesus reached down and pulled him up, he told him, he says, "O ye of little faith." You see, they was all right as long as they could see him. But when they couldn't see him anymore, or when Peter couldn't see him, they got scared. They didn't know who they were dealing with. I wonder this morning, do you know who the master is? You know, like I said, an anchor is simple in its design, but so very powerful in its function. So this morning, I want to ask you this question. Has someone you trusted ever let you down in the past? Has someone ever lied to you, misled you, or even manipulated you? Are you anxious or depressed this morning? Have you ever felt fearful of people, places, and situations? And if you can identify with any of these issues that I just called out, or maybe something I didn't call, it doesn't mean that you're weak, that you're dumb, that you're gullible, or you're broken. It means that you're human, that you've got some problems. And you and me and everybody with those problems, we are exactly the people that Jesus came and died for. So I don't want you to lose hope. I don't want you to lose hope. Even though it may seem dim and you can't see where you're going, don't lose hope. In Mark chapter 5, there's a wonderful story about a woman who was afflicted with a blood issue for 12 long years. She spent everything she had on doctors. She got no relief from them. She was cut off from her community and her family. She was set to the side and forgotten about. And according to their law, the Levitical law of the time, everyone she touched and every place she sat, she became unclean because she was unclean. But guess what, folks? Thank you, Lord. But then Jesus, he showed up. And this woman, she pushed her way through the crowd. And she touched the very edge of his garment. And she thought to herself, if I could just get to Jesus, he can heal me. And he does. And he heals her completely. Physically and socially, he restores her. Here's our hope, dear ones, firm and secure. And it is this hope that we grab hold of, even if it's just the edge of his garment. If you've got Jesus, then you've got more than enough. Now I've got to come out and talk to her.
Wrestling with that.
I wonder this morning if there anyone who's holding on to something. Someone that they know. I wonder if you're looking for something, you got to focus on the circumstances, the problems, issues, instead of having to focus on Jesus. I wonder this morning if you really and truly know what Jesus can do for you, what he will do for you, if you simply have faith and believe. This is no time to try magic. This is nothing, no wires and mirrors and things like this. This is real. This is real. Life is real. Amen?
Amen.
The problems and suffering are real. And we need real solutions. And the solution that we have this morning, I can't send you to a counselor, I can't send you money, but what I can do is send you to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus is all that you need. Well, again, I'm broke now. Jesus is all that you need. Well, see, I can't get along with nobody in my family. Jesus is all that you need. You see what I'm trying to tell you this morning?
understand He is your anchor, He is your home. Let all that other stuff go away. Hang on to Jesus. Hang on to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Oh Lord, we ask that you would help us to hold on to you, Jesus. Oh, we need you so much. We need your touch. We need to know, Lord, that you're here with us, that you love us, that you want to be with us. And you told us that in your word. Now, Lord, help us to hold on to that prayer. Help us to hold on to that hope. Because you are all we have. Thank you for these years, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these that you consider your children. Help me, Lord, to lead them the right way. Show them the faith that they need. Bless us, Lord, on the weekend. We ask this to Jesus.
Amen.
We have to come. Just one minute. Will you please stand with me? The invitation is given to anyone whose anchors may not be in the place that I can hold in the field. The invitation is given to someone who may hold it on the top of that place. The invitation is given to one who may not even know who Jesus is. Won't you come this morning? As the Lord is leading you, come to the altar and give it to you. Invite Jesus to come into your life. You know, I pointed this altar, but you can do that if you see it well, but I want you to come to the altar. You know why? Because I believe the Lord wants you to make it come to the place. Amen? And I look at this like this. When I go to football games, I am not afraid of the church. I'm afraid of the father like I'm afraid. But sometimes when you come to church, you get a little intimidated, man. I don't want you to be intimidated. I want you to come to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Just a closer walk to thee.
Close to me.
may be seated. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He provide for you all that you need. But I got to tell you this. He's looking out for you. But can He depend on you? Amen?
Amen.
You can depend on Him. But can He depend on you? God bless you this morning.
That was a wonderful song, Randy.
Amen.
I know. And that is the number of my most favorite of all songs. And nobody does it better than Patsy Cline and the Jordanaires. A lot of y'all may not know who these are, but...
What am I about to change?
Yes. Actually, you're right up there with the Jordanaires.
Right? I'm up there, he says. I'm up there. I was just checking.
We'll all be up there one of these days. And be able to sound like Patsy Cline and the Jordanaires. You know, let's lift up our country and our thoughts and prayers, our military, active, and the veterans. Thanks be to God for them. For our medical staff, first responders, men in blue, men and women in blue, fire departments all across the country and the world, especially the ones out in California, Oregon, Washington. They've almost all summer, they've been battling, and they've lost several. So, Lord, hear our prayers and continue protection for them. Prayers of uplifting and thoughts for all of our homebound, Elizabeth Grazulis, Eileen Fader, who is here today, hallelujah, amen. Thanks to Tessie, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda McMillan, and keep you and Jim and Linda in your thoughts and prayers. Jim is in the hospital at Northeast Methodist. He went in a couple of days ago. So,
John,
I see you. Thank you, Pastor. And I'm going to go see him Wednesday. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the McMillan family. Alice Tyler is in the hospital, but she's at Northeast Baptist. So, keep the Alice and her family in our thoughts and prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting for Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick, her great-granddaughter, Madison, and Stephen. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for Dixie's sisters, Leona and Martha. Lord, hear our prayers. For Gerda's sister, Emma Gard. And also besides Alice, but her son Chris and friend Barb. For Jean's friend Cindy and Conrad. And also for their friends and Sandra, Nancy Christian's daughter is out here today. She's by Diane and Elaine. Her mother fell Friday and broke her leg. So... she's in the hospital. So, Lord, hear our prayers of healing for the Christensen family. For Stella and Delbert Saunders. Mike is a neighbor in need. Lord, hear our prayers. For Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter, Reagan. And it's wonderful to see Virginia and her sons here this morning. Hallelujah. For Connie Jackson's sister, Juanita Fazer, Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting for Tessie and Ted, and a special thanks, Tessie, for bringing Eileen I know in the last month, I've talked with Eileen and with Pastor about trying to help Eileen come to church. It's where she's living now. It's on the difficult side. So, but God bless you, Tessie, for bringing her today. Also, for continued prayers for Bonnie, and what a joy to see her back safely today. She got Allison back to law school up in Kansas, so. And also, prayers of uplifting for the Sheck family, and also for our late sister, Alamo sister, Sherry Francis, her family, as they continue to heal from the loss of Sherry. So God be with the Sheck and the Francis families. Lord, hear our prayers. Wonderful to see Sandra Boykins here this morning as she continues her recovery. And I got to chat with your sister Bernita earlier, and so a blessing for those two wonderful ladies. Also, for Jamie Walker and James Murphy, and continued prayers of healing for Martha, for Diane Skaggs, who is here this morning. She's been out with her back issues the last couple of weeks, so but joy to see Diane this morning. Prayers for Gwen and Bob, for and definitely prayers of almost for Barbara Whitney, and I know Pastor saw her a couple of days ago. So prayers of uplifting for Barbara and her husband Jim. Lance, prayers of uplifting for Lance. Continued prayers of uplifting for Norma Glenn and her family, for Elaine and Jean, and continued prayers of support for Kathy Bedell. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for Dad Ken. I had a lot of people asking about him this morning. He's actually, compared to this time last week, he's a lot better. So thanks for the prayers. Want to give thanks to all the people that go out and spread God's word, do his work, his will, and to try to bring people to God. So thanks be to God. And Lord, bless this church. Bless all the families. Just ask for prayers for all your children around the world, God. There's a lot of issues going on, and so we need you more than ever, Lord. So thanks be to God for us being here today to enjoy him. I want to, Tessie, if you don't mind, she has got in her home, and she's got several towels. And I asked Pastor if I could take a picture the other day. And it is a beautiful one. It said, wash your hands and say your prayers, because Jesus and germs are everywhere. So. It was just in the guest bathroom, Tessie. But it is a, you can see, so, ask, continue to pray and give thanks to God. But anyway, enjoy God, enjoy this day, and enjoy the lower temperatures and lower dew point and humidity that's starting tomorrow.
Amen.
Going to be wonderful.
We come to you, our knees bent, our hearts strong, and our minds confused. But most of all, Lord, we come to you asking your help in all that comes before us. Lord, we are just humble people who gather to worship you because you are our strength and our shield, our anchor in all times. Lord, help us to remember this from time to time when we can't see our way clear. Everything is going wrong, but you're not. And we can turn to you, and with your heart and your help, everything turns around and goes as you would have it. And Lord Jesus, be with us each this day and forever. Those who are out because of illness or incapacities, Lord, we lift them to you in prayer again because they have served you faithfully many years, yet now they're homebound and can't get here. Help us to reach these people more frequently, dear Lord. It is never easy, but it's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be done. Help us, Lord Jesus, in all that you have laid before our hearts. Keep us always in your care. Give us the things that we need to accomplish your work here. In your holy name we pray. Lord Jesus, bless this congregation and this church. As we leave from here today, we need you to be with us. It's dangerous out in this world, Lord. Thank you. God be with you, Lord. And now would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember again all of those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for all of those who are hospitalized or homebound or ailing in any way. Let us be friendly and be safe and join again here next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will be bringing us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shall make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon each of us and give us his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Oh, How He Loves You and Me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Jesus to God.